wild and uncanny, creating a scene that only mass assassination could destroy.
Oh, come on. Oh, I must point out that no individual or group in America would understand. I'm my
daughter. It takes time to cook.
My God, I just...
Everything to order.
Empty your suitcase on the counter.
Honey, it's
cooking. You're with me. I have a contract.
Please, from the
front. All it says, you're with me. We're all in this together. We must convince the others.
Beginning of our end.
I'm afraid you got the big suit.
Yes, it was the longest end of a show.
We need a creative dissent. Our voices are not raised in any harmonious chorus, but our differences are differences of emphasis rather than of
and no one could see anything but its exploding
Kool-Aid.
Light.
Get your Kool-Aid.
And it was...
This is Kool-Aid. You want first aid. Turn left.
Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid. Okay,
that's what Dylan is.
I can't see.
The man to do it. You want quick action. You'll get it from me.
Good. We got lots
of time. I suggest you get started.
Only on the condition that you tell these nervous incompetents that I shall require...
Demo really deep problem.
Why don't you cut your hair?
We'll need the temperature rises to thousands of degrees. Our city was on fire.
My pills. I gotta get my bag.
The fire knew no exception.
City of fire. What did he burn up?
The beggar's rat.
Yeah, what else?
The baby's dike.
What else?
The minks of the rich.
My money.
Even the robes of the
tape recorder.
It burns up my money. Actually, the EMP pulse that erased all time.
Then came the fighter's fist.
Oh, right. Then came the fighter's
fist. A horrible blast causing all
fighter's
fist.
Hitting in the face. Making everybody else scared. Okay, we're going to skip all that and we're going to go right to
the awful heat.
Yeah, no. Go right to really the scary part.
Okay, what happened? You can walk through that.
I cried
for... Yeah, for who?
Helen.
Helen and the boys.
Right. Okay.
What else?
The boys.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we know.
Come on, hurry up. What happened then?
Where were they?
They're over there. They're watching you from behind the camera.
What?
Pleaded.
Oh, okay.
Please, somebody help.
Play the music.
Help me, please.
Whoa, why, oi, oi, oi.
Okay, everybody stand up and sing in your car. Go on to work. Okay, you're singing? All right.
Lean out the window and tie a flag to your antenna.
Well, I see you all out there.
Honk if you're going to have noise pollution.
All stuffed into the cars, going to work.
You can keep the car, but you've got to sing.
Hello? Hello?
To be back here again, broadcasting out over the empty air, the empty spaces, the eternal silence, the infinite spaces.
Is this thing on yet?
Pascal. Yes, this is the hour of ultimate twilight, the hour when most people are deep in their dreams. 4:30 in the morning, the time when most women who are in labor finally conceive and give birth, as if the questing infinite infant spirit chose just that time to become born, the time when the church of the subgenius radio show begins. This is the hour when the doctors of the air operate, without warning, at any moment.
Well, yes. Are we kind of tickling the outside of your membranes now?
A little bit. Please.
You are always in control with Positive Control. You may accept or reject anything that I say at any time, at any plane of conscious awareness. You are always in control.
Is there anybody out there? We here would like to know. Okay, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is the President of the United States.
Well, hi, Ronnie.
Well, I just want to let you know that things are more like they are now than they ever were.
Mr. President, it's a pleasure to have you here this morning on KBFA and KBFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno.
Oh, Jimmy, thank you.
We'd like to talk to your dog. Could you get him on the phone?
Well, I don't know. Where are you, Bucky?
Oh,
hi, there's Lucky.
Hi, Lucky. You want a kelp can biscuit? Oh, Lucky's going for the phone. You better get away from him, Mr. President. Can we sing a song for you, Mr. President?
Sure.
Okay, go something like this.
Beautiful.
You got the big bomb. You got the tiny bomb. You got the good bomb. You got the bad bomb.
That's theirs.
You got the president's bomb. You got the people bomb.
Get down.
You got the kitty bombs. You got the doggy bombs. Birdie bombs. You got the hamster bombs. You got the telephone bombs. You got the radio bombs. You got a car bomb. You got a house bomb. You got a business bomb. You got a street bomb. You got a dog bomb. You got a kitty bomb. You got a president bomb.
I like bombs.
That's for you, Mr. President. We know you like bombs, and we'll be making some more. What are you going to have for breakfast this morning, Mr. President?
Jelly beans and spam.
Well, that sounds terrific. Hang on, there's somebody at the door. I think it's Ed Meese. Yeah, that's what we think. We figured you must like him because he's been on your staff for a heck of a long time. And well, you know, it was mighty cruel the way they said it, pulled him apart there, but they had some. Well,
you know,
it's not Ed Meese at all. It's Mr. Rogers,
chief executive. Well, I just take off my jacket.
Well, it's Mr. Rogers doing a parody on you, Mr. President.
Well, someone ought to have him shot.
There you go.
Oh,
there
he goes. That was a nice one.
We've discovered that, well, not only do trees cause more pollution than cars, well, bicycles cause more pollution than trees do.
I'm sure I'll get a
call. Well, I should go. I have a very special
phone right here. What do you have?
I have a meeting to sleep through right now.
Okay.
And, well,
I thought you were going to say you had a growth or something, maybe a bump.
Well, no, that's just a warhead on my head there.
That is a nice looking bump. I guess that's one of them MX bumps under your scalp.
You betcha. B-O-B spelled backwards is Bob.
That's right, Mr. President. Well, we hope that Mr. Bob Dobbs has been advising you to the course of the nation as well as the rest of your presidential advisors.
Jim and Jerry Falwell come to visit me twice a week.
Yeah, we like to call them the dynamic duo.
That's why I don't have to go to church.
Well, that's right. They can come and just kind of...
The church comes to me.
It's like having your soul dry cleaned right there in your own home. And I'll bet you feel better today, don't you?
Oh, I feel just wonderful today. I think I'll go nuke Switzerland. Well, things are more like they are now than they ever were.
Well, I certainly agree completely, and I know J.R. Bob Dobbs would agree with you too, Mr. President.
God bless you.
Bob bless you too, Mr. President.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning indeed.
And the guy pulled out a .32 and let him have it. And at which point, the bullet hit him square in the chest and went through his lung and came out his back. But instead of falling on the ground, he walked back in the bar and ordered a drink.
So did the church ever show up with both ends?
Yes, it certainly did. And a lot of people spent a lot of time passed out in Smith's bathtub talking about, well, the only subjects that church air seems to generate conversation about, the Kasner heads, the that sort of thing.
Well, we're washing the station right now. You hear in the background.
That's right. Jerry said Kasner had the whole station.
We have to detox now. We'll keep talking to you while we de-douche.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, we can just start this building up and drive it down the street.
Yes, those of you who are sleep driving on Shattuck Avenue, if you see a car in front of you with a lot of exhaust sputum coming out of the pipe, that's this show. That's right, this show is now mobile and is heading across the Bay Bridge towards San Francisco right now. And that noxious residue is actually...
actually us.
Yeah, it is actually us.
Hey, is this Gary?
No, this is Bernie, Bobby Getz. You know, I tried loving my fellow man. I gave it a shot. I gave it three more shots. I'm feeling much better now. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but you're not there.
Disembowel him. Next.
You have to help me. This is Gary Gaboofer. Me and David Shepard are trapped in bottoms up liquor. The place has been closed for hours. We can't get the customers out. And now, damn it, Powell's in the walk-in freezer.
No, not Emmett Powell, evil brother of Emmett Powell.
Just tell him the missionaries.
He's drinking all the club martinis. What are we going to do?
Oh, ew.
Just tell him the missionaries are coming in and they'll all run out.
And they'll give him a new position.
And, you know, but I was just having the most wonderful, wonderful dream about you, Doug. A dream that you got us on the front page of the Chronicle.
That goes crazy, kills five. In Wotan session.
Oh man, the nightmares from the pills are getting worse and worse and worse.
Are you still on those things?
The nightmares.
For the sub-genie ribs, they're cooking and hot and ready to be eaten. Come on down, everybody.
Doug, I was pissed off at you as a stream because the headline said two full-time sub-genies and eight part-time sub-genies.
And I gave him that information.
You gave him that information. Of course, you and Paul were the full-time sub-genies and I was a part-time sub-genies.
Yeah, but you got that special line under the photograph about owner of the van.
Oh, well, you know, that was okay, but, you know, what good does that do? Yes, it is the International Hour of Class.
Got a lot of food.
Luckily, I'm asleep.
Submerged.
I don't even have to be here.
That's right.
I'm not even alive now. And for all my fans down there in KPFA, I'm like, I really don't care about you at all. In fact, I don't even care enough to show up for this dumb show because you guys just put me to sleep. It's obvious.
Well, we have a listener with a question for you. Can you hold on?
I can't believe my interosity. Here, scratch me instead. Okay, bye.
I know what we can do. Cat lady, take me to the Village Inn Pancake House.
Well,
and then what?
Yeah.
Lather you with butter and roll around in the syrup just like everybody else down there.
Are you going to sign up for a date?
A date?
Yeah.
Except I want a date with Dammit. Just make him stop drinking. How about if you guys come over as soon as it stops raining, you guys can come over and I'll dry some pancakes out and we'll set them out on the porch. Come on.
Wonderful pancakes are riding up over the hill now.
What color are your pancakes?
Oh, green. Yum, yum. They're from the Village Inn Pancake House.
The
Pocatello, Idaho.
With lots of multicolored marshmallows in it.
Oh, yes. Mm. Of course. And the human syrup, yes. The human syrup is dripping.
If you can't find
I wasn't going to talk about that.
800 number.
Oh, that's okay because I'm talking about it.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got a worse case of the show than you do.
Okay. I know about that for a minute. I'm pretty new.
Showed out.
Yes, I can understand how new you are at it. And most first timers aren't willing to take the Nelson treatment.
The cat lady will do it.
Yeah. I'm tough.
She pushed the whole smear right through the filter.
And believe me, the dream I had tonight was the most unbelievable vision I ever had. Dave Shepard and I pushing drunks out one by one. Every time we'd push one out of the door, bottoms up liquor, three more would come in. It was worse than the erotic dream I had last night about Rosie and where Doug poured a bottle of Calistoga water on me for even thinking about her. Well, I'm going to have to tuck myself back into my skin here and kind of clean up everything now. So thanks for being Gary on the Subgenius Show, Cat Lady, because not everybody gets that honor on that.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay, well, so you guys have fun and take the rest of the show down to the House Pancakes and order that spam omelet for me.
You know, if you don't watch out, you might get smeared. That's your problem.
Okay.
If you don't get smeared, I can't help you.
All right, and give Tudor Turtle a big kiss for me, too.
Oh, I'll try.
Okay. Nighty-night.
Just keep your arm up. We'll get you out of there. Here comes the chopper.
Bye.
Goes his arm.
Okay, there he goes. Whoa. He's going to lose that arm, but he'll get
there. There he goes. Up into the air.
Yeah, look at him. We don't
he's still holding it all. We just know everything, and particularly about you.
Gosh, you guys just really screwed up the space-time continuum all the hell.
Yeah, sorry.
We were shooting at targets here, and all of a sudden they started dividing like cells, man. What are we supposed to do?
Just keep shooting.
Yeah, just keep shooting.
If you don't know what to do, just keep shooting.
Hey, but our bullets aren't dividing.
You're using those butter bullets?
Butter bullets.
Yeah.
The better butter bullets?
Better, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then you got a good chance as any rebel fighter out there, boy. You going out there?
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and we're glad to hear a testimonial from a caller who's gotten what he wanted out of this cult. And not very many people really understand that Bob is as big or as small as you want to make him. And those of you out there who are still waiting for the savior of your choice to walk into the front door of your house has got a few things coming. That's right, friends. You need to send off to Dallas, Texas. You need to send off to the local P.O. box here in Berkeley, California. And get that information about that bomb.
Well,
instant money.
Yeah,
they say they throw it on the ice at halftime. They say they use it in frosty thick shakes. They say
teenagers go out with a squid at night.
Well, you'd get one, except that somebody seems to be cutting off my microphone and cutting off my air.
How? It's puzzling evidence, and I own everything.
Please release me.
You're here again.
Well,
we don't know
still
why.
Diving for dullards on the Subgenius Hour. Remember, there is a suggested dinosaur in every package.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I had this dream.
Yeah, but most of the packages have been broken open and the dinosaurs have been allowed to perish.
Suggested for mature audiences only.
You are about
to. And once again, we must say, no, it's Mature. Get your hands off of Mature, okay?
Oh, well, keep your hands to yourself, fella.
Say that after you die, you get sound effects added to your life.
Thank you. I love when they talk to me like that. I love to hear the sound of a revolutionary funny fighter out there.
Hello, Doctor.
Now we switch our image from single filo to the rather crowded Subgenius Rec Room.
Yes, but unfortunately it's the Mobius Rec Room. And
look at those glistening bodies shining with sweat.
Yeah, but it's not human sweat.
They sure know how to work up an unholy appetite.
Well, Doctor,
that's Dr. Proctor.
I'd like to thank the Hayward police for not busting me in the rain tonight.
That was our fault.
They took me home, and I don't understand how could it happen that I told them to listen to the show.
Yep, that's it. Usually that's all you have to say is that you either listen to the show or you have a pamphlet somewhere in the car.
I know, it impressed them, I think. I'm going to use it next time, too. Who do I thank?
Cat Lady's
okay.
Taking all that stuff
okay.
This morning.
I'm taking all of it this morning.
You can have all mine, too.
Oh, would you mail it to me? It's good, I like hair.
I'm going to have to sign off because I'm expecting to come to you.
Well, you better have a quick recovery then.
Would you sign me off, please?
Anytime. Yes?
Would you sign me off, please?
Goodbye.
Well, thanks.
Anytime.
Or money.
Would you sign me off, please?
Goodbye.
Yes, that's what we do to smoke. So
but even though there was a mysterious
hello, can you tell us how to get rid of this hideous disease?
And the Navy, they will give you a new pipe. In the Navy, you will fight for Admiral Mike. In the Navy.
Man overboard!
Man of his
ass,
dirty furballs! Grab him, here he goes, man overboard! Get the chopper in here, we're going to bring some 10-4 Niner-Niners down here. We're going to have to lift them bodies out of here, boy. Time for a little dance. Okay, jazzercise round two. No! No, not them! No, no! No, no, no! You promised not them!
No problem. He's
the Chair Employment Practice Commission.
You probably think we're kidding about
this. Oh, this is Alcibiades Hugel-Tobler. I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona, where our operatives in the area have been observing there is a so-called subgenial program in form of a, quote, bar and grill. This is taken on his name, and it's called Bob Dobbs Bar and Grill. Over a two-day period, we observed entering Reagan files, toker dopers, logo therapists, hot tubbers, drug-a-nots, trilobites, tiggerbites, oxymorons, organic nerds, frat rats, dirtbaggers, cleaners, a whole bunch of semi-doctors, proto-wumpies, semi-lawyers, demi-architects, a number of MBAs, a lot of pink boys, hip dogs, and lounge workers. There's a lot of problems. It has a little proto-yuppie display area on one side.
Stop, you're killing me. I can't stand to think of it. Agent 4, you are authorized, if you decide to accept the mission, to destroy Bob Dobbs Bar and Grill.
Bye, everybody.
That was Agent 4 in Tucson, Glaucoma, reporting on Bob Dobbs Bar and Grill, an unsavory false pretender to subgeniality. We hope to expose more of these in the swamp of iniquity, so stay with us as we describe more venal outposts of pinkness.
Is this a real show or is this a fake show?
It's a tape. It's a tape. Well, little tiny doctors all gathering on the electronic files.
Look, miniature doctors. They're cute, cunning, and clever.
Even Joe
don't understand you.
Even
you don't understand us, and that's a good thing too. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
On the air.
Okay, hello, you're on the air.
No, don't believe me.
This is the pitiful scene of the chipmunk beach
sure.
Party
okay,
being
hello,
overwhelmed by giant lobsters.
Okay,
now
you're on the air again.
Listen closely. Here you go. This is for you.
This is your own voice. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, did you catch the Tijuana Bible quotes there?
Oh, yeah. So obvious. But why can't you get me, my voice, and Tim's voice on at the same time? Yeah.
After school, mowing the lawn.
Wotan.
Yes, if only these young lads and lasses would Wotan, all our problems would evaporate.
Oh, little caller's evaporated too. Okay, little caller. Still silent.
Doctor, hello?
But,
how'd you know we got here?
Oh,
it's
totally
funny.
Yes,
after that, man, even the whole city knows you're here.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Yes, it's KPFA.
This is he.
Yeah. Pretty good show tonight.
You like our show?
Yeah.
Show our worship word, too. On the other side of town, ugly shanties were erected. Laundry hung out in public view, and garbage stood uncollected on the streets while cars screeched around the corner.
Okay, so we're down here in traffic talking to callers.
You know, you've got a problem, you just lay it out.
What would you guys like the caller to say? Ideally, what's the ideal caller?
You're supposed to scream. Like that.
Ah, yes, he's
been
so
we rocket you away. Now that little caller has just
number nine or
been rocketed away.
During the Middle Ages, the church often postulated that these hysterical outbursts of tarantalistic dancing were not the result of giant spiders at all, but rather of repressed sexual hysteria, such as that often evidenced on the show of the Church of the Soldiers.
Now we can see as the rosy fingers of radioactive dawn touch the tops of the turrets and spiders.
It's called heterosexual panic.
The heterosexual panic of
I'm the only one left!
What are you scratching at?
Okay, oh yeah, it's okay. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, they're flying along, and it's okay early in the morning. And, you know, the show's almost over, so hang on. Nice radio will return. Be all okay. Like church music, things like that. That'll make you feel all wonderful and bubbly inside. So here it goes.
Wasn't that refreshing, my dear? Have some more wine. Ah, the city is beautiful at this time of year. It's so wonderful to be a subgenius.
It's all spooky all over.
My life is wonderful now. It used to be so dull.
It's all bubbly in this show.
I had no money. I had no... How
no
do you
time.
Say, no panache.
We need not on the show. Things are foldable and transportable and light. And
well,
made out of magnesium and aluminum and showy.
But why? She's become a zombie.
Oh, unfortunately.
She's not responding.
The zombies are more useful to us here on the planet.
How
I meant to explain this to you.
I can't. She won't do a thing for me.
Well, it's kind of a new process that we use here on the show
let me
called
see.
Showy.
Gosh, I wish I had one of those. All the fellers will be laughing now. How do you do it?
We call it riding the rocket here.
I'm sure glad that great Wellmanosaurus is at the controls, keeping our spaceship steady.
Conflict of personalities and motive.
It's the show that has no name.
Puzzling Evidence presents baffling, proven, cryptic clues revealed by any minute guy.
Well, has no name.
Take two.
All right, take three.
Yes, is that beautiful Earth-like omelet floats in the cosmic frying pan, high over the Milky Way.
That's us.
With a full view for all, those of you who are feeling the beat of your heart this morning will notice...
And using Google Earth in a good way, not a bad way.
Those tiny kitty collars have turned into beautiful pine trees. The sun is rising. Once more over
the shining
ocean. And all the little people on the other side of the building are here in the right now.
Oh, there's an emergency in the
Puzzling Evidence radio show.
Shows up to make it
broadcasting
nice.
Then you'll peer over the edge of darkness to watch a beautiful maiden bathing in sunlit pools.
Take a rocket to the moon. Yes, it's true.
Yes, all
gruesome monsters.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, gruesome monsters thirsting for human blood.
Are you talking about Michael Pepe?
I hope they're not going to get him. We need Michael Pepe more than ever.
Michael Pepe, where are you? Call us at 848.
Economic torment. The iconoclasm predicted in the book of Genius is now fully upon us. But you were talking about the YouTube McTaint thing. There were many good things. One of them was Pete Goldie was right there with a very sharp question for McTaint, and he answered some questions pretty well. And then when it veered into the Paul Addis thing, it was even more amazing. So I want all our listeners to check out Puzzling Evidence on YouTube, the John McTaint visit to a rival radio station, Pirate Cat Radio.
Puzzling Evidence.
And you'll see Puzzling Evidence has made a wonderful documentary record of this visit by John McTaint and Cindy McTaint and the McTaint posse.
At this point.
McTaint children, the McTaint retainers and handlers.
Yeah, the children part was...
Yes, the children. You've got
sure.
that on the... On
show
the,
it to us. Put your lap...
Okay.
Well, you could do that, as a matter of fact. Of course, then we would be
hook
in
it up properly.
Parallel with a YouTube rendition of something within about 10 minutes long.
Dr. Howe.
All 10 minutes. Actually, I found out that YouTube allows you to put up 11 minutes.
It
10 minutes and 59.8 seconds, huh?
Yeah.
10 minutes is about
I was sending them
full length of anything
black.
Anyone wants to see on
all the way up to 11 minutes, and that's what it said. Your file is too long.
But enjoyable.
I just take it. I put them in Windows Media Player, and I just chop them into... I just pull the thing up to as nearest to 10 minutes.
You do window chopping. Like window chopping.
We call it YouTube sausage.
Just broke the corner off of it.
No, Gary, put the corner back on.
Put the corner back on.
Gary's on the rampage again.
So Gary's putting the square peg in a round hole again.
With all his might and
Gary's having knee surgery.
Well, he is. Maybe that's what I need.
Wow. What happened?
Just something. I don't know. He went pink. His little knee went pink.
That's just what's happened
well,
to me.
I'll be. Your knee too, huh?
Yeah, my knees have totally gotten perturbed.
Yep, we're
and
all
I was just wondering, you know, if Gary can afford fancy schmancy highfalutin knee surgery.
Well, that's because he's married to a highfalutin professor.
The rest of us have to tough it out on our own.
My oldest daughter was married. I was partying at her reception party, of course.
I saw you.
Oh, great.
And I was dancing.
Cool.
And that night, I actually, in the act of dancing, I did something to my knee
Sprung
that caused me to have a pain in it for the next 9 months.
Oh, I just hate those pains.
And I didn't go to the doctor, but I probably should have. I felt like a cripple, and I think somebody told me later I probably tore a ligament. Or
the stiffness and increasing like atrophy of the limbs, the petrification of the once living tissue.
Right. The putrefaction?
Petrification, the turning hard, but in my case also turning disgustingly soft as I lose the circulatory health that once afflicted those regions.
Afflicted
so
once helped.
It's as if you grabbed a hold of your ankle and your hand left a big print there because it was as soft as cheese.
Yeah.
Like Aunt Bertha's butt.
Oh, that's a horrible thought. But yes, it's
old
true.
Yellow,
and available on the
cheese butt
album,
they
the
sure
very breast of Aunt Bertha.
Very, very breast. They called it the very, very breast.
You know, if you look up Aunt Bertha under her full name, there are downloadable Aunt Bertha episodes, including the sting of death.
So what is on YouTube?
What is that? Yeah, on YouTube. No,
Aunt Bertha's on YouTube.
On Google, I think. You write and just type in Aunt Bertha.
You Google Aunt Bertha. What you do is type in her full name.
No, she's not on
YouTube. What is her full name?
I wonder.
Bertha Trover Shooks.
Bertha?
B-E-R-T-H-A-T-R-O-V-E-R-S-H-O-O-K-S. But beware, she has a fanatical group of followers with not much of a sense of humor. And that shadowy organization, the Children's Bible Hour, is everywhere and can get you.
Now she's dancing on
the
tables.
I know that we have a lot of
fears. This is back when Bertha was about 19. She was really gorgeous.
Oh, she was so hot then.
Yeah, she was.
See, look at it.
That cheese butt then was like...
See, the guy's tucking that $150...
It was like Swiss cheese back then. Now it's like...
There was a fabulous movie on with a...
Extra sharp cheese.
Braless Clara Bow the other night from like the 1932.
Get all
hot.
Did you TiVo it, man?
She was quite watchable. TiVo. I know no such
thing. Aunt Bertha. But Aunt Bertha. Don't.
No, I was talking about Clara Bow, the it girl, not Aunt Bertha, the oomph girl.
She was the oomph girl.
You know,
Carol wasn't oomph girl.
Carol Landis was the ping girl.
Oh, Carol Landis.
But there was
a
what about?
Yeah, she
I'm gonna have to go in the
gorgeous.
Bathroom for a little while.
Yeah, Carol
and there was a that
she
girl.
Committed suicide because of her love for Rex Harrison, which was not recurring.
Hello, Carol Landis.
Carol Landis, however, did star in 1 Million B.C. alongside the then young
phone?
Victor
Hello?
Mature
Hello? Hello?
Lon
Hello?
Chaney Hello? Jr. Hello? In the role of Akoba, leader of the Rock Tribe.
Hello, caller.
The role played by
Hello?
Raquel Welch in the
Chaney
1966
Jr.
remake was played by
Please
Carol
come see
Landis,
my new movie.
The Ping Girl,
rock
who
of
also
the rock
appeared
tribe.
In Four Jills and a Jeep. In which four wacky wacks were on the front lines getting their hems
I'm
raised
the internet
in
database
a dangerous
right
episode.
Now,
raising some hairs in the process, I imagine.
I guess. Well, Carol Landis was one of these babes. I forget who the other ones were, but it's all in YouTube. I mean,
the one that was
internet.
Supposed to
I mean,
answer
Google.
The phone,
I mean,
right?
Well, I guess you could.
So
the
we
phone.
Should. Is that who I should send this bill to?
Well, that's sort of
that's
sexist,
a cute little
if I
bill,
may
Philo.
See, because
I'm
you're
send this
just
bill.
Expecting the woman to answer the phone and perhaps make coffee for you.
And that's
but,
the penalty
okay,
for not
we'll
answering your
here.
Phone. You get the bill.
But
what?
You get the bill.
Me, the taxpayer?
And you get to use the tiny little shrimp fork the whole meal.
Shrimp fork?
Yes. You must use the tiniest of all forks.
But that would take forever.
The shrimp. And it's a not even a shrimp. It's
so
a shrimp
tiny.
Trident.
It's not even a trident. Wait, look at this thing. It has only two tines.
It has two tines. And these tines... And
two
this
tines
one
what?
Tine is even dull. Look how dull it is.
Wow, you can't even puncture a noodle with this thing.
Okay.
Now time to view the McPaint thing. But you'll have to keep refreshing it with your pinky. And there's K-Rob on the job. Always a wonderful sight. Are you going to pick up the sound?
Your wife is calling for you, sir.
Yes.
Go right in there, sir. In the red door, sir.
Now we recapitulate the McPaint visit.
No. Okay, so we need to be talking about this as we're
We're viewing it here.
John McTaint, and he and his posse have crowded into our Pirate Cat studio, and it's thick as
molasses. This is such a pleasure, Dr. Hal. This is such a pleasure. We've
there
listened to
is.
You every night for the last 20 years.
The beautiful Cindy McTaint behind him.
He's about to interject something.
Patriotism in a great American such as yourself.
Yes.
Or the theme music from House of Frankenstein. What could be more patriotic?
Dr. Hal, I have a quick question for you.
Yes, my dear.
I'd like to know if you may be interested in having a little menage a trois with my husband.
Well, I suppose
that's
he may tire out and fall asleep early, eh?
That doesn't have anything to do with
and
Dr.
Howe is immediately up for the duration.
But I'm sure I could leave a sawbuck on the night table. I mean, that is to say, let's talk about this further after the program.
The reality is we do need money.
That's right.
We do need some money.
You've got to have money.
Yes, this is
the only thing. My money only goes so far, so if you would like to give, please look at the website, John McTaint.
Dig deep into your wallet to support McTaint.
So this is like $2.
And the money to spend on frivolous expenditures.
That's right.
Please, the body politic,
John.
I think that's Pete Goldie trying to take a question. He does get to ask McTaint some questions.
I went to Africa. Our children are here in the studio tonight. We brought our six-month-old with us.
My kids were right lined up against the wall right here. I see one crying right now.
Perhaps we'd like to put one of the McTaint youngsters on the air and see what their take is on their old man.
Mom, Dad.
We love you, baby.
Billy, get back in the corner. Get away from the mic.
Baby, have you taken your meds today?
I haven't.
I think that's what's wrong.
Al seems to be joggling that child on his knee. The child is laughing uncontrollably. Here comes another young child. You should go. I know this is hard to hear and understand what is being done.
Oh, but it just gets better.
You must see this on YouTube. Go to YouTube now.
On YouTube.
Puzzling Evidence TV.
It's Puzzling Evidence visits the John McTaint visit to Ask Dr. Howe.
All I can say is that we do have some videos on the website, johnmctaint.com.
Sizzling videos. Too hot to handle.
JohnMcTaint.com.
Videos that will worm their way into the center of your computer.
And does that get you to any
never leave.
You try that?
Yes,
America.
Would you like to feel them, Dr. Howe?
Certainly. Yes, bring them right over here, and I will palpate your subluxations. On the air? You want me to do this? Everything is here. All present and accounted.
Now, that is a natural breast, is that not, my friend?
Yes.
That's the kind of health care we want for every American. There's nothing wrong with
that. I can respond. Follow the law of our fathers. So now Dr. Hal has palpated the breasts of a young lad, lass, actually a married woman, a married politician's woman.
Yes, the Albanians who tortured McCain immersed him in the litanies of Ross Bagdasarian's Three Chipmunks and their entire musical
oeuvre. Green immigration policies.
If you're green, you can get in.
You run on a treadmill and you electrify the fence to keep family that's trying to come on in.
That sounds
I think we digress.
Yes, I guess so. Let's get back to the nitty-gritty.
I just want to say a little something about the torture, actually. That improved our sex life. Now, a little torture can go a long way. And the reality is that
you can see K-Rob grinning in the background.
That's right.
That he has used to tantalize me in the bedroom. And I look at that as a blessing.
We have done menage a trois.
Yes, that's right.
People called in.
Right. Well, of course, they said a Mormon could never be president. But what about an orgiast? Do they have to be represented? Don't they?
There's no reason to exclude anybody just because their genitals don't look like yours.
And few people...
Interesting concept.
Tell them about the barrel.
Yeah, you need to go there.
One day, I took my clothes off, I got in the barrel, and when Cindy came home, I jumped out, and there was oil all over me.
These videos are posted explicit.
We discussed.
Oh, now you're shy, Cindy.
I told you we're here to take money.
You're letting the DJ feel your breast. This doesn't.
Yeah, the DJ was feeling her breasts. I think that's against the law on TV. But it's okay on YouTube.
It might get flagged.
It's definitely offensive to me. I was deeply offended. Can you run it back to that point? I want to see how offended I was.
Oh, there's more you'll want to see.
Your presumptive opponent, Senator Obama, has a motto saying it's change we can believe on. And my question for you, Senator, is what sort of change are we going to get from you?
We're not going to get change. Change is slow, like a glacier. When I take off my clothes at night, I just don't jump out of my clothes. I slowly unbutton each button.
Look at these
That's
videos.
That's how change
for red hot stuff.
We're looking for real legal Americans. If your picture is not on a dollar bill, I'm not sure. Cindy, help me with this.
Boy, what a party this is.
Even you can get a barrel of sweet crude oil.
Oh, God, baby.
Oh, in your state.
Talk about
maybe that's what you need.
Cut the Mississippi barrel.
Talk about coming out of that barrel again. Oil.
This is Dr. Hell. Cut the mic. Yes.
Yeah. Come to my hat and you're the sweet crude.
Oh, look what they're doing. Get that camera.
I'm not
this can only help
money.
You, sir.
People, right on. Give us money. We need it.
Money.
Give us money to John.
John McTain.
MoneyMakes.com.
You know, there really are a message here via the McTain campaign.
Well, you have to be, you know, the political pounding of the pavement is grueling. It wears out more than a shoe leather here in the cities of America's
pounding. Dr. Hal.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you talk a bit more about the pounding?
The pounding part.
Stephen King's The Pounding.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing anymore, Johnny.
I rock a nice staff.
Who wants to go? And I am losing it.
One of the most
that's a great radio station. I think KPFA can learn a lot.
Give me 20 bucks.
Well, you
your
should come and be on the show. We still have one more week before we start the live.
When is it?
Wednesday night.
This next Wednesday night?
I believe so. Wednesday, 10 to midnight.
10 to midnight. Okay, so. If you have one more, I should be there.
One more, and then supposedly we'll start the nightclub show on the 29th of October.
So next week would be your closing show, then?
I guess so.
Huh. Now, we like be able to have large-breasted woman sitting on my lap with dollar bills in her...
If she's back, but... But she might still be up in Point Arena.
Okay, well, that's okay in any case.
But, you know, what about the Hunley, that submarine which was the first ever to sink an enemy ship?
Ah, yes.
I was
just thinking of the Hunley just the other day.
Didn't they turn a crank to propel it?
Yeah, it had,
yes,
a
series of guys. And they had a little candle
of
in there.
Where it was like a bicycle built for 12, and you turned a crank.
And they had a little candle so you could tell if you had enough oxygen.
Yeah.
And two crews died before the third died. That means somebody had to go in there and pull the dead guys out.
Yeah, they were like, and by that time the boat, the submersible part had been filled up with water.
And sand.
And sand and stuff was stuck in the bottom. They had to go in there and pull those guys out. And they didn't have scuba gear back then. They were just using
diving bells.
Diving bells and crap.
And the Houstonic was sitting there, and then
the thing
they got
out
closer.
Or just to leave them as locked up in Davy Joe's locker.
February 1864.
Actually, I'm reading a book called The Navy Times History of Submarines, and it's really fun because the guy's such a wise-ass writer.
Yeah.
And he gives a wonderful history of all the poor little guys that died. And I just last night was reading the...
About
know,
the
America,
Hunley?
Well, no, a little bit later. Now we're in World War One and post-World War One, and America and Great Britain and Russia and Japan lose one submarine and one guy, and 15 guys get hurt, and it was, who was it? France and Greece, they lose 15 submarines and hundreds of guys disappear. You know, you can really see this preponderance of understanding and not understanding.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but everybody's into submarines now. And there's a huge fight going on where they're saying, submarines will never, all the old guard is saying, they'll never make it. That's ungentlemanly. It's not right to just surface and kill somebody now.
That's so, what the old guard is saying now?
Yeah, the old admirals. No, this is pre-World War One.
They still had some sense of fairness. And
Yeah, you wouldn't just go do that. That's impossible.
No, the fairness aspect is deep, is applied, but it should be applied as far as collateral damage is concerned.
Anyway, the Hunley was created in a sort of Jules Verneian era where they would just experiment and not be bounded by too much science.
And they didn't have to worry about getting people's signature on a form to say,
"That's right,
I'll take this risk."
It was a matter of risk.
They just ordered them on there and said, "You got to get on there."
Like Bobby's.
Get on there. You're going to your submarine.
Well, were they volunteered or drafted?
Oh, they're all volunteers.
It depends on what your definition of volunteer was back then, too.
Well, also, just pretty much in general, when you get young guys to volunteer, it's always about, like I felt in my Navy, where, yes, Chief, you're right, I volunteered, but nobody told me what it was about.
Yeah. I volunteered, but nobody told me I was going to actually have to kill people. Or I could get into a box that I could barely breathe amongst with a bunch of other sweaty guys. And we were going to turn a little crank and go underwater and pour holes in the bottoms of other ships and plant
That'll
dynamite charges.
The damn Yankees. Yes, just the way that
the way
Alaskan secessionist party is linked with neo-Confederate secessionist
groups. We used Greek technology, and yet, no, we had to use the old stuff. What was it? What caused us to
It was elbow grease and 100% grit.
Well, when we put the grease on our bodies, we found we made us more buoyant than before.
Well, it must have been useful.
We're all floaty now.
And when they dragged it up and dragged it through the streets with an honor guard, everybody who was inside, I guess, was still inside, packed in the mud at that point.
Is that right?
Yeah,
yes,
back
I
when they pulled her
so.
Up.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
And the lady that was running behind because her husband was in there said, "Please let him out."
Well,
please,
everybody
please.
Was actually staring at her because she's just bones and little rags.
A
goat. Yeah. She's running, going, and little
clankety
bones
clank,
falling away.
It was her grand.
That
great,
was
great,
remember
great,
the National Lampoon had a great thing where Teddy Kennedy was accepting the presidency nomination,
and
down
Mary
the
jo
center
Kopechny.
Of the it was the rod and
Mary Jo Kopechny comes
drawn
like an
DC
comic,
like a God Wilson drawing.
Wonderful. I had that thing framed for a while.
Oh, that sounds hilarious.
Oh, do you have this?
Which one is that? The goat fan?
No!
I just met one. He gave me these. So.
Who did?
I can't think of his name. It's a friend of Pete Goldie's. The tugboat guy.
Did you tell him yet?
Address.
You knew some guys who also used
Yeah.
What did he say?
He threw up.
He threw up.
Did you tell him it didn't want anything like his music?
Yeah. And then he ate what he threw up.
And then he re-ate and put it in the...
In the stew with it, that we ate. And it was a communal thing. It's for a community.
Anal fissure tissues.
I do it for community.
You know, they say...
man, this is great.
Contain mercury
I wish I had this. I could take it and show it to the other members of goat family. Armadillo by the tail. I want to send him a copy of the old of our goat family stuff.
Well, now's the time, because postal rates are soon to rise.
That's amazing. Postal rates are going to rise. It's going to be take a dollar to mail a letter. 42-cent stamp for it will now be.
Hustling Everson visits Chicken John and Odeon All-Star Band. Oh, this is not going to be very euphonious.
We've got an app for you.
Oh, I saw this one.
Oh, this is a great group, though.
Yeah.
We got a girl for you tonight. She's a special girl. And she's going to really knock...
Again,
she's going to knock your socks on.
And when was this? 2008.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, January.
Just because you're a
I remember when Ginger did this years ago.
Are you guys ready?
That's right. I was trying to...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring her out.
Chicken's art opening was tonight.
So how'd that go?
Well, I wasn't there, but I imagine it went all right. Don Bruce told me they were Xeroxes.
Xeroxes of what? The war Xeroxes?
Of all the election documents which the city has demanded that Chicken show them. So he glued them on the wall of his art gallery for an art show.
So, did he show them?
Ladies and
Show them what?
All the stuff they demanded.
Well, if they come to the show, they can see it.
Oh, I got you. You have to pay? That'd be great.
So many shows. Now it seems to be slowed down or something.
Yeah, it's
strobing. Is that just loading? Is it? It does.
That's the way he did it to keep it from being nasty.
It's a way I can cheat and get some exposure on. You can't have a big brassy light on that young naked lady.
That's true.
Anyway, I was putting that on mostly. I don't know. I'd forgotten that Ginger did it. Now I have to go find that tape somewhere. But yeah, I'm putting it on mostly because that band is so hot. That's the Odeon All Stars.
Yeah.
They're like, now, at the other night when we were at the junkyard, I thought that was the Yard Dogs, but is that Los Baños? Baños? Is that a different band that played? They were great too.
They're not the Yard Dogs. They are a different band.
Yeah, I thought so. I have to change that.
Strange greenish light.
Yeah, now we're in night scope. I'm trying different ways to see if I can get a picture out of the dark, because it's completely dark to the eye. So that's a. If you're in the show, it's completely dark to the eye. Mm-hmm. As you wander around your bedroom trying to find the radio to turn it off, well, I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you.
If you're listening to the show
and if you want to insult.
You don't have any idea what's going on.
The show before us. Do it now because the guy can't hear you. He's driving slowly down the street in Berkeley. He has no FM radio. In his this show is. There's no accident in how we do this.
This is no accident. No, we did our show prep. We've been preparing for this show since last
week. We get together. We
go
over the notes about what we're. You know, at this point, we're going to show Chicken John's thing. At that point,
yeah. We talk about the jokes we're going to play on each other that we don't. We're going to pretend like we didn't know about.
We talk about our answers to the economy. If anybody would just listen to us, we could fix it.
They just put us on in the daytime.
We could solve this silly problem in a few.
We solved this problem over and over again, you know, through various types of economic.
Also, I think it should be leaned upon that after all, there is a religious component here, and how can you worry about? The economy when you could go to X Day or St. Stupid's Day.
Exactly.
And it would be all over. And you'd be off in a new, better world, poof, just like that.
And then the whole thing goes away and you go, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
You say, what did I do? Was I at fault? Was I wrong? Could I have somehow done something better? More
good. But the cool thing is, Philo, most people can just let
the betterest of
all. Most people can just let the Exis insurance companies figure that out.
The goodery part.
The extra solar agencies.
Yep. And they'll be by.
And you can eat a feather boa if you want.
Lengthy audits.
But it's going to get stuck in your throat.
The saddest part is
thunder god.
If you didn't go to the Power Tool Raceway, then. Drag races, then I'm sorry.
If you've got beer god,
you missed the big
thirst fornicator.
Well, are you about to come out with that one?
I just tonight was trying to download the enormously 876 megabyte file of just the orb. I've started the edits, but just the orb, the little guy rolling around, will be on by afternoon.
What's that now?
The orb.
The orb.
It's a beautiful piece of aluminum. It's a ball about. Uh-huh.
It was at the Power Tool drag races.
Diameter, extruded aluminum, carefully shaped, and
it
has
be
a
operated
computer
by
inside
remote control.
Hanging on a bar, so it swings itself into motion and can move around by remote control. Uh-huh. Humans move it around, and there's a camera in there, a little face in there, and I was shooting it. So then I put it to some wobbly and some People Like Us soundtracks, added some more sound effects, and have a big fat 5-minute file of. It'll be up this afternoon. I'll send it to you.
Cool.
The orb at Power Tool drag racy thing. And then, I'm trying to get an hour of that down to 10 minutes to show people how amazing that was. It really is. And then Jim Mazin comes out and completely blows everybody away with his rocket-powered whatever.
Yes.
Every year. Every single year. They may have another one next year, but the world might be over by then. So that's why I always think, if you didn't go now, if you didn't go then.
There'll be something at the Maker's Fair, but it's like the family version, not the wild junkyard version that we had.
I can't believe the junkyard's gone.
Maybe there'll be another space.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
The junkyard is the best.
Yeah, it
happens so quickly. Look, a whole bunch of my stuff comes up here related to yours.
All related.
That's I know, because great. I kill my YouTube. Every time when I go on YouTube, I let their little autofills work their magic. But as soon as I leave, I kill it. And so then...
What do you mean?
The autofile system that keeps that your Google library and your YouTube library, where you go, is all in here, right?
Uh-huh.
So I just kill that. As soon as I leave anybody, it's gone. And so...
Oh, you mean the history?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So their idea of what I like is only my own favorites. That's why my they keep feeding back the same loop of favorites instead of, like, the larger field of stuff, because I don't let it sit there long enough to gather more info.
Huh.
I'm so mean on the internet. I'm showing the internet. It can't win over me.
Who would try?
The boss of me. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You'll be able to conquer that. Yeah. Al Gore invented the internet.
I know. I wanted to thank him.
You were probably there, and he was probably talking to you about that.
There was a show recently, I was telling Hal about this on the other night, where they went over, just, it was a few moments of different, the gatherings of the presidents, you know, the president's face-off.
Uh-huh.
Like they just had. And...
The debates?
Yeah, and there was one where they had a Bush-Gore one. Gore refused to be on the show. Bush was on. He talks about this moment that I completely forgot about that was, at least I thought, totally weird, where...
Bush was by himself and Gore wasn't
there? No. In real life, Bush and Gore are talking.
Oh.
And Bush is talking, and it's like the audience is right here, and he's going blah, 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 blah. And Gore, over here, got off his chair and walked like
he walked over next
close
to him
into that space where you're thinking, like, what's the guy doing? And Bush is talking.
Yeah, Bush,
and he
kind
of looks
that.
Over at one point and gives one of his little snickers. But it was this thing like,
what's this guy doing back here?
I mean, does he think this is, I was saying, like, high school or something? Is he going to, like, take him on? Or
yeah, what are we going to do?
It was just like,
you know what
it was?
They wanted to, I heard later that Gore wanted the public to see the difference in height. Because they had... Bush stand on a platform, and Gore's pretty tall, you know. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
How else would you explain it?
How else would you spin it? Because it was such a primal weird thing to do.
Yeah,
right.
Walk
to a international audience.
While he's talking in a national debate.
Yeah.
It's like, no,
it's like,
you don't do that.
What are you
going
to do, footballer tackle, man, and stop his answer? Ooh.
And it's like, that was the same one where Gore took a lot of heat, because there's another time where he put his hands on his hips like this. And had a petulant look on his face, and there was another time where he was rolling his eyes when Bush was talking.
Yeah,
he was going like this. Bush was talking, and Gore was going.
Yeah,
they had pictures of him doing this. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to debate this doofus. You know, it's like
poor Mr. Gore.
He has been put upon.
January 19th, your former president.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how long and short ago that was. It seems like a couple years ago, but it was almost a year ago now.
Astonishing.
The spooky part
backward
of the show.
Into the abysm of time.
Because we have to tell you what station you're listening to.
That would be KPFA 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, KZFR in Chico, California, and on the internet at kpfa.com.
And you can call 848-4555
the area
code, but...
you can call. You can call in the 510 area code 848-4425.
This is Michael Pepe.
Michael Pepe might not be listening tonight.
Michael Pepe.
Anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Truck bumper. Puzzling Evidence Radio
it
Show.
It must be a wide-angle lens or something.
It is. It's one of the Swan Cam.
It's Swan Cam with the additional wide-angle on it.
The bottom of the bumper, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah, I taped it on the right front wheel. Is that the? Yeah, I like the way the colors are, but
actually, it's pretty close to the middle. It seems fairly. Well,
maybe it was on your.
Distributed.
Yeah, maybe it was.
An eerie effect.
Yeah, it looks like
amazes me is it's so steady. What it's like a Steadicam thing, and that's not
because we're not going very fast.
Yeah, but you're not on a smooth road.
No,
you should be jumping and vibrating.
That really
all
was
over
surprising to me too. How perfectly steady it was. There's no jiggling at all. There's this eerie widescreen kind of strange looking landscape.
It's like some kind of winter landscape.
Winter or
because it's a little CMOS chip that is so terrible in quality that it gives you this wonderful green and white and
yes.
But yeah, moving slowly, it appears to be. It goes well with this music too.
It's the spooky music because any moment now a monster is going to pop up and eat the horrible.
That's what moments. You think is going to happen. It's like keeps going up this weird channel. It's this odd angle.
Yeah.
It'll be a big monster, too. It'll be as big as the economy.
It would be big, yeah.
You can see the tracks. There's been other vehicles ahead of us.
They're not there now. Do you see any other vehicles?
There's huge rocks in the roads, and it's still not...
Extraterrestrial terrain with its strange orb-like planetoid in the sky.
It seems to go up and down, to rise and fall.
There seems to be some strange anti-black sun in the sky.
You're not even on the road. You're on top of all these huge rocks and things.
Now, what is a road? That's what is the question. What constitutes a road? Does it have to have a raised bed? Can it simply be a track?
Can it be a huge mass of giant gas tank crushing rocks like a riverbed? Is that a road?
That could be. That could be a road. And as well as an animal track, a small... Very varmint.
I'm sure the varmints would also prefer a more steady footing.
Thank you. I would appreciate you.
Thank you.
Some rocks move under you, and others are steady, and you never know, and it takes too long to get.
So, what's the channel people can see this on? What was?
Oh, this one they can see on. They can either go if they're on Puzzling Evidence TV. That you should be able to see that already.
Oh, I have it set to 3 minutes.
Cut out
Puzzling Evidence TV. It's referenced at the Philo Drummond site.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Was so that people would know what we're looking at. They can go right now to YouTube.
The details.
And Philo Drummond.
Puzzling Evidence Radio Show version 1.9.
1.x.
And that one resides on. Philo Drummond, which is the YouTube site. YouTube.
That's
Philo
your address, is Philo Drummond.
Yeah, all one word, lowercase.
That would work.
And
it's like a cartoon now. So.
Yeah, and so now it still looks sort of snowy-like because of that whitish
the extra good CMOS chip. I like how the sun gives a little.
But now
blast
look how crude the road is getting.
Some
now,
of those
Dr.
big
Howe.
Rocks seem to come rather close to the camera.
Yeah,
they do.
That's when you want to get the. I can't remember where you put it on the front because you want to get that camera as low as possible.
Yeah.
Make the rocks
did we put
huge.
It where the license plate is and that
that's
little alcove of the license plate?
Well, what's
plate?
Funny is it doesn't
maybe so because
give
the
impression
possible.
Of being low a lot of the time, even though it is.
Well, the truck does have
well, you
very
aim it,
high wheels.
And put the camera low, but aim it up so it looks like you're going forward.
Yeah. And you and that works.
Linear way.
It's a strange, streaming, wide-angle view.
The wide angle on those little swan cams is the key. That's a really nice little feature.
Yeah, we've got, and this is a good, drive. I mean, this is
That was fun.
We were way up in crude land.
Have you been back up there? No, you were going up there.
Was this the one where we went to the where the trail got narrower and narrower? We finally had to turn. No, I haven't been
no,
up.
No. I don't remember now.
The haunted woods.
Like up behind Schneider Camp.
Where the werewolf and the big Garou prowl through the forest.
Right.
It was. And then behind the radio tower up there.
Yeah. I knew you were planning to go back.
It's so hard
and
to tell.
Chupacabra.
And you know, we got up that second morning. We'd camped out that night and we were up on the rocks where the deer came into our camp. Remember?
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe if I marked our territory with our urine, like quite kind of like dogs do, that the deer would stay away from our camp.
It worked, yeah.
It seemed to work, yeah. It seemed to scare away the varmints when they came up and
climbing over the big boulders there.
Smelled that beer smelling substance.
This is like a slow motion version of Gary's bike. Have you seen his little bike things?
He did bike cams.
He has a helmet cam for bike.
No, does he have a YouTube site?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't care enough about him. But
Not into the moving visual arts.
Not into the whole process of uploading and blah, blah, and bloopy, bloopy. So,
I want you to come out and help me hook up the Swan Cam again.
Okay.
Swan? You put it on a swan?
Now, like here's one thing swan. I did notice. I'm starting to get a little tear in that wire. So I want to, like, the wire that connects to the Swan Cam on top. There's a little tear in that.
They're really cheap. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I've noticed that the picture will kind of, like, do this freak out sometimes.
I have two now. One of mine is, I took that wire and bent it really hard so it works and then taped it up. So it's
I'm going to have to do that, too.
They're just really cheap.
I was thinking about, like, pushing it in and then maybe hot gluing it or something.
Yeah.
You know, just hot glue a little nub on there.
Find a good place where it works, yeah.
Yeah. So, that would be good.
There's a really nice...
wow, look at this one. Look at this, Dr. Howe.
700,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, look at those rocks.
$700 version of Bulldance.
That's bulging interview.
Dustproof and shockproof, and the little collection part is about this big, has a bunch of batteries.
Uh-huh. Well, you are risking the instrument.
It's made for snowboarders, I think, and people
position.
Skiing and snowboarding.
Skiing.
Those young people.
Nobody,
you know,
commented on this video.
Not yet. It's perhaps just, you could be the first.
It's been up here for.
You can give yourself five stars from my site now. You can rate your.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for rating.
That's what I have to do. I have to come out to your
bumper
place and rate all of my videos beyond awesome when I come out. Yeah.
Good idea.
What I like doing. You borrow your friend's sites and then just rate everything on your site is incredibly awesome.
Ridiculously awesome.
Fantastically oblivious.
Wow.
This is the funny part of the show. We go hee hee ha ha.
Uh-huh. Well, these guys used to be good. Now they're just
the battery's going to run out here soon.
Yeah, now these guys just watch YouTube all day.
They don't do show anymore.
They used to be a tightly controlled team. Now they're just sloth.
They used to prepare their shows a week in advance. They'd get together and, like, talk about ideas, work out skits, and they just blew all that stuff off. The last 25 years.
Plugging in a minute. I can't reach the power from there. But yeah, it's
power. We're losing power.
We're not losing altitude, though. We're high above Berkeley still.
How much power do you have?
And also, we should look at where we are in the world. That's my favorite thing in the world.
Where in the
world?
Look
at our Google map of how many the listeners.
Where in the world?
And where they live, we is. Like Reston, Virginia. And,
and
Paris,
all the
France,
rest of
and Berlin, Germany,
okay,
and Russia.
Let me take a look.
Not to mention,
and it's
Fortress
409,
Trimmer,
man.
Vermont, and Rover's Downers, Illinois. Yes, these towns were places where the American stock and spirit could be exalted in middle class values. It was only later that the Albanian terrorists would torture John McTaint by subjecting him to the entire oeuvre of Ross Bagdasarian and his three proteges, the Admiral Simon, Alvin, and Theodore. So that's all ancient history now. Although there's a new movie coming out, I noticed, called The U.S. versus John Lennon or something, where they just put together all this archival stuff.
The soundtrack's here.
Yeah,
it's been out for a while.
Loads of shots of Nixon, and you've seen it then?
No, it's a documentary though. It's
got
huge court case.
Nixon, Gore, Vidal, G. Gordon Liddy, you know, all these people.
Great.
Yoko Ono.
I went
of course,
years ago to, I think it was Pauly Ballroom.
Lots
to the,
of John Lennon footage.
Was that the G. Gordon Liddy supposedly debating Timothy Leary?
Yeah.
It was kind of a goof. It wasn't really much too.
It looks like
Liddy and Leary took their act on the road for some time. But that didn't answer many pressing scientific questions. And solving one science conundrum is worth any number of political gestures of one-upsmanship. But what about the degradation of microRNAs by a family of exoribonucleases in Arabidiopsis? What about that?
Yeah.
Remember, and what if you're on a microRNAs play that. Crucial roles in numerous developmental and metabolic processes in plants and animals across the entire kingdom of life. The steady state levels of miRNAs need to be properly controlled to ensure normal development.
As soon as I started
Whereas
talking
the
about his house,
miRNA
up in near Tantalus Drive, up in
factors
up
involved
up behind Honolulu,
in miRNA degradation.
There's a little computer up behind Punch Bowl. We're going down to your house now. We're
but suppose
look in
that
your window.
A family
see if
of
you're asleep, if it's just
exoribonucleases
in Hawaii, it's
encoded
like
by the small RNA degrading nuclease. Or SDN.
Nice house.
These genes degrade mature miRNAs in Arabidopsis. So, still therefore,
I love Tantalus Drive, by the way.
The
I used to go up there all the time. There's a crashed B-25 up there.
Demonstrated that miRNA.
This makes me want to do the Holy Sacrament, Father. What do you think?
Development of the vegetable and animal kingdoms. And perhaps even a hybrid of both. An animaloid vegetable or a vegetative animal. Like the Triffids. If you remember them, they were a menace when everybody went blind. And what am I supposed to do?
We're going to throw...
Triffids outside, you say?
Yeah.
Try squirting seawater on them. Am I supposed to follow Philo there?
Well, if you want to follow some more.
Here I go.
Fooled them all into going away. And now I'm going to think old show thoughts.
In the tiny mouth. Yes, he'll be caressing and crooning those multicolored buttons as the ancient gong people come forward to testify. Here's a beautiful Berkeley morning. Say hallelujah, friends. Raise your Dobbs head high over your head and, well, watch out for the giant eyeball, because here it comes. Yes, as Dr. Uber Brow here, you see on camera 6, investigating the giant eyeball. He's passing it now to Dr. Glass Madison. He is investigating at close range. Yes, it appears to be a full glass eyeball, high quality rendition. Yes, Venetian, I would say, 14th century. Here you can see the tiny children on tape as the tiny glass eyeballs are formed in the background by the ancient crustacean glass blowers.
Find them in a magazine.
Yes, you won't find them in a magazine, friends.
He screamed with agony as
the
show
dropped over his forehead, sending its tendrils deep within its brain.
His body jerked spasmodically as it was taken completely over by the show. It built to an incredible crescendo of pain. Facts flooded into his mind. Unwanted and unwelcome. And here's Bob is seen from a flying saucer.
And here's Bob seen from an angle that you don't usually get.
You ought to hold it to the microphone, not to the radio.
Los Angeles coroner Dr. Thomas Noguchi performed the autopsy on Bob and found no internal organs and not even the basis of a rudimentary system. Indeed, all that was found when Bob was opened was a fleshy envelope and a porous, spongy-like network of interlocking fibers. The stump of Bob's pipe was hardened, like a fragment of a living organism.
But don't forget the little key.
Dr. Noguchi was relieved of his post after performing the autopsy on Bob. Then the body mysteriously disappeared, only to show up 2 weeks later in time for the burial ceremonies held in Dallas. Now Bob's body rests in cryogenic suspension here in the special illuminated chamber.
Or does he?
Thousands of volts of electricity pass through Bob's body every minute.
We'll be going down Sneak Peepee Dodge Canyon in just about another half an hour. Our spelunking guys will be here just any moment to fill us in on the details of the climb. It'll be treacherous, but not harmful. And those of you who are afraid to get out of bed at this hour, need not worry. Our full sensor-round 3D video projection will be able to take you into the full experience without ever leaving your bed.
And throw a crystal.
Hello, little Holly.
I'm
No, quantity,
I love to the oath, the church part, where, you know, the sort of container.
The church was a container for our souls. And our souls were spooky and dead, but they floated above your bed right now, and they're condensing and they're beginning to drip.
Well,
okay, Sammy, call on. Just broke the corner off of it.
Here, we'll fix it. Okay, here we go. Okay,
get some of that tattoo show cement out here.
No more.
No more of this.
Oh, that was a clean edit. Thank you for giving your little caller life to us.
Off the show. And here we are as the callers run around in their busy scurrying meadows trying to find diamonds to call into the show at this weird hour.
Look at them like little pack rats, or it could be kangaroo mice.
Yes, and their little caller cars as they bang and crunch each other here in the streets trying to get to the payphones.
A drink of water? Not for them. They generate it metabolically inside their bodies as they crash their little bumper cars in fury.
Yes, that's the holy pee they talk about. You thought it came out, but no, the pee we talk about goes in.
Nothing goes in, but everything comes out. This is the subgenius party hour. Happy hour for us is 4:30 to 6 o'clock, and we make around
more. Ich habe mir versprochen, dass ich hier eine Durchsage machen kann. Das ist ja ungeheuerlich.
Hey, calm down, buddy. Have another drink.
This is my church.
Nobody knew what it really meant. I mean, it's a dog's world. I mando.
Yes, we've often seen it happen before. It's the cycle we observe in a civilization. Starting with a young comfortable, sedate middle age, and finally expiring in a senile
delusions. How does Doug puncture the lawyer?
Happy birthday.
With a nuclear device.
Here it comes, filtering down from the top of the studio now. Oh, okay, just stop. Yeah.
Tape over the center of my head, and I got myself a mohawk.
Oh, there it goes. Another caller launched into Uber space. Wolf poop? Smoke, that's all that's left. I don't know. I don't know if that's right. Yeah, holy shit. Here it is. Okay, he's back.
People yelling about slack.
Slack.
More slack.
More slack.
More slack. Is he shaving?
I don't know. They're probably
out of here. What do you guys do? Let me get there. Come on.
The radio station.
Just put it back on the street.
Please.
You shouldn't be talking to people like that.
Please. Yeah, I'll sleep the best.
Don't go to sleep. You go to sleep, they're going to change the country on you.
Why not?
Don't close your eyes.
Oh. We'll
have little funny people on the money.
No, I don't
want to
have any funny people.
Yeah, they might use the
money. You don't want to show up to your job this morning. Come on.
They're going to start using
cassettes
as insurance money. I just get to sit here and be funny.
Yeah, they're going to start using cassettes as insurance money. There he goes.
Good morning, friends out there in Berkeley. Those of you trying to collect yourself and get into your respective automobiles to roam around the streets looking for your place of business. We're so glad to have you listening on the radio this morning, friends, to the Subgenius Church of the Subgenius Radio Hour here. More than a show, less than an hour. Less than a show, more than an hour.
And I'm not the only one with something to hide. Just like you, Senator.
Well, thank you, Doctor, but I don't think that...
I believe he was talking to me, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Of course, we are going to try de-racification of the entire globe.
That's right,
Mr. Are there any female subgenes listening to the show?
Hey, okay, now we're cool.
It's wet.
I don't know, I can't tell the sex of the listeners
wiggling.
Just
it's
by feeling
wild.
Their airwaves.
It's
I mean, that's
it's wet
going a little too far, don't you think?
It's a little too far. And proud of it. Look at these gladiatorial specs. Watch those rippling muscles glisten in the sun as bronze swords bong off. Whoops, I think we lost our little
boy. Yes, well, he was going to be experiencing the summer of fear very soon.
To be followed by the summer of
poor little guy. Yes, be followed by the summer of complete boredom.
The summer of chronological stasis. Being frozen in time.
The worst one was the summer of no surf, though. I can remember that was about 1966. And
when they poured oil on troubled waters and flattened out the entire ocean. No waves, no surf anywhere, except one small, forbidden Australian beach guarded by giant killer whales and sharks.
Where did that beach go?
Here, the Subdemi's temple exists, and the strange pagan sacrifices are enacted in the barbaric...
Here, they sacrifice Dick Clark.
Look at him kicking and struggling, but too late, his heart turns out to be like everybody else.
It's true. Watch Little Dick Squirt.
Once again, would not touch that one with the fabulous 11-foot plastic prehistoric.
Oh, sorry. Stop that shit. What you trying to say, doctors, I wouldn't kiss that corpse with your lips.
Is this the church music?
This is this church music, yeah.
Okay, this is the chimpanzee ceremony of the chimpanzee dancing.
No. This is the background music for the final word on Bob's death. Look on your script.
This is the story of how little chimpanzee was forced to go around the world six times to find Bob's pipe.
Chimpanzee.
Look, Bob's really dead. He will rise again.
The dancing chihuahuas are silent now as Bob's body is carried from the Victoria Theater.
Bob is unable to rise again
Bob's bones molder in a nameless
grave. However, because of his special deal with the Uber Bob, his resurrection will be permanent.
I am the resurrection of
Jesus rose and then hung around for only a few days. Bob will theoretically be back
no other way around.
Much like a Warner Brothers cartoon character who can be exploded but immediately return spontaneously after this current
decade. Cloud was left over,
and
his body
was
not
sorry.
Anybody,
well, he himself was bottled down,
certainly doesn't
so
give
things
or care about things in
up.
Any way. He'll show up again just to justify all our sins, I guess.
Maybe he'll be a horrible monster, a shambling
man.
Yeah,
praise that mighty pipe
baron,
Dot Man of Wotan. But
he's the Dot Man.
But we'll be needing your money if you ever want to see that Bob again.
Dot Bob will return. Dot Bob will be back, and Dot Bob will appear in the sky as a shambling mound, a horrid zombie-like version of his former self. But
that's
still, he'll be with us again,
mound.
And
yes,
Dot
shambling invincible power and authority. Gosh, your dissolving and cleansing flame of divine love through this room, building,
even
city.
Jove nods, even Dobbs
through Bob. The minds of all beings, let penetrate the sacred radiation. With your fiery, incendiary missiles of mercy, burn out the hate and normalcy which has sought to subdue our church and our abnormality.
Short, let's
purify them with your cleansing radioactive breath till nothing human exists.
And now a short-lipped salute to our persistent, constant caller.
Please, somebody help. Help me, please.
So, Gary and Doug, you out of the air, charged into a million energy-efficient particles. That spread across the entire universe, just like their show used to. Finally, they were one with everything.
And those other monsters would love to get a crack at us, but the brain has everything blocked.
Okay. Here we go. How, why don't you steer the building?
That's so heavy and hard.
I know, the action's a little bit rough, but of course we'll be able to drive all the way to Arizona in just 8 hours. Here we go.
Arizona? How about that, Jim?
All right.
Back we go. Back to the land of cactus candy, where everything is fine and dandy.
The land of Joshua trees
and century plants that jiggle in the breeze because of giant underground burrowing moles and hideous spiders that'll steal your soul.
9-pound fleas.
They come out at night and they crawl into your bag and give you a bite.
Centipedes as big as your arm.
Which will definitely do you irreparable harm.
Rednecks that'll blow you away.
In pickup trucks that creak and sway.
The pickup trucks that creak and sway.
Our main cable has just been severed by the teeth or claws of person or persons unknown on the Lovecraft. And we seem to be heading toward a gigantic cluster of meteoric fragments, intensely radioactive.
They actually are fragments of a collapsed solar system. A disintegrated solar system now formed in a ring around its parent star, similar to the original ring of planetary and solar accretion, which formed the system primordial ages ago. Yes, these sites out in outer space are what will really sell the future real estate in these spots, because the views are so spectacular. Take it from me. All right, who's next? We have a wonderful new lot coming in, and there are going to be some very high bids. Remember, this goes to support a very good cause, and you can be sure that your contribution, though it is not tax deductible, will be
Annapolis?
Properly in
Annapolis,
my special course, Success in Sex in Annapolis. You might wonder what
New York, Delaware,
the seven don'ts.
A bunch of people on the East Coast listening to that. Quite excited.
Well, my special instruction can tell you. With my unique initiative procedures, you can be led along the primrose path to accumulate $10, $20, even $30,000 overnight while you sleep or watch television. How? It's not magic, but it is easy. All you need to do is follow six obvious steps that I reveal to you for free on page 86 of my book,
which nobody listens in the Southern Hemisphere at all, ever.
Sphere of economic and sexual productivity. And it's all there in the Dr. Howland Owl's Course of Success in Sex and Real Estate. This seminar moves forward in conjunction with the Jejune Institute of San Francisco. We've been studying the enhanced sensitivity of photo detection via quantum illumination and other astonishing optical modifications of the digital age.
Don't resist. Don't resist. If thy television offend thee, pluck it out.
Smash the tube and be free.
If thy iPod offend thee, pluck it out.
Break the tube.
Or thy iPhone.
Break the tube and you can escape.
An iPhone for an iPhone.
Quick, before it's too late.
But it is too late. The telecommunications domination has suffocated the human spirit, destroyed the
options of
privacy and solitude, and ensured the degradation of future generations.
But you gotta do it, you know, you gotta give it the coup de grace.
Yes, you're out in the middle of the street in the middle of the night listening to the show. That's what your little location balloon. I'm getting really
from the crappiest house on the block.
I'm actually getting really careful about on YouTube. You can assign that little balloon, you know, in the same level and all of your YouTube tapes. So I've been lately getting really careful about where, you know, going down to that level and putting the balloon right at the entrance or the headquarters of the junkyard. The junkyard is really fun to look at in the Google shot because the entire driveway in is black from oil and rubber.
It's a contaminated piece of land. I don't know what they think they can do with it.
It's too bad. They clear all that junk off of it?
They actually have cleared so much of it away that some people were saying, where is the junk?
Yeah.
But there's still a little bit of it in the corners.
Wow.
But it's still tons and tons of stuff that have to be... Well,
it's
it became more of a performance space. Less of a car-breaking yard.
That was the best part, was sitting in the old 71 Mercury crushed and torn in half. Way up at the top, I'd climb up and get in the front seat and use emoluments and listen to Mongoloid or somebody.
Mongoloid was living there, and especially contrived multi-level house made out of
emoluments.
Yeah, old and vehicles.
For my visage. That's what I use it
vision.
For. Yeah, and there were computer parts that were in rubber and
computer
oil and gasoline
parts.
And asbestos.
Yeah, and they still worked, but we didn't know why. Because
they
didn't even have cords that fit
PCBs.
Them anymore.
And
they were out there stacked
genital
up.
Genital shriveling phallotoxins.
They had one note.
Genital shriveling phallotoxins.
It's not funny, Philo.
Look,
see what happened?
From extruded plastics.
Yes.
And micro
just being near them causes
particles
you to become
in the atmosphere.
Why did you put it over here? I was too near it.
Because I thought it might. Well, I wasn't
this,
trying to show
harmful particulate matter negatively affects
negative
the
byproduct.
Gonads and the reproductive system.
Now, what is the positive effects of this stuff?
Well, it makes money for the manufacturer of plastic baby bottles for little youngsters. Yes, entire fortunes have been made. People lounge on the Riviera.
Oh, that's so sad.
Because they captured the corner in plastic baby bottles.
It's always some rich man. Isn't
and
it?
There's always somebody who says, you know, I you don't know much man. About
let's,
this stuff.
Let's
but
narrow that down. It's always some rich business.
I sucked out of one of those baby bottles and I didn't
man.
Turn
no,
out so bad.
He can be
so,
rich, but
the
if
hell
he
with
inherited
all of you,
his wealth, he's
do
okay,
the
right?
No, no, then
he was born rich, he's okay. But if he was a rich businessman.
But the rich businessman, you know, just because he's a
businessman
has worked all his life to screw you personally out of
screw
your money.
You.
But the government has always helped buffer that by taking your money
they
and
have
helping
protected your money by taking,
it
yeah, exactly.
And giving it to the
thank
more
you,
needy.
Mr. Government.
Mr. Government helps balance out Mr. Bad Businessman.
Yeah, especially nowadays. Yeah.
Bad Businessman.
Bad. Mr. Bad
Businessman.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about the hidden
making
hand has had its
bad.
Day, and now the Gov has its day, and the pendulum just goes, whoa.
But how about the those Lehman Brothers
oh,
guys
yeah.
who
man,
went
I love
to
their
the
cough drop.
Special
yeah, Lehman Brothers cough drops,
spa too. Where even dogs have to be stabled at $560 a night or something.
Yeah.
You know, and they're there.
Cost a lot to be.
They've
a
given
brother.
Themselves huge bonuses and golden
and now,
parachutes.
Just think about it. Now they're members of our Treasury Department, helping thank dole out the bailout.
Thank you, Mr.
It is
Gump,
a national amen. Scandal.
It's like a nationalization of
this
our financial system.
This turbulent election.
But all that matters
that
in the future
happy.
Is can I upload stuff, my stuff to YouTube with a big bowl of donuts. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Just I'll sit work. There and go.
I wish you could do that.
Not
if you
vegan
could, like, be
donuts,
on YouTube
so.
And then press a button and a donut would appear from the internet, like an internet donut USB cable.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
work.
You plug in a special cable, you buy it Fry's for like $29.99.
I think in the future that'll happen.
And then you can
this
load it up
sort
with
of
dough.
Electromagnetic donuts.
You load it up with dough, and
toroidal
your computer
field.
Automatically makes donuts out of it. You do have to put dough, or maybe just bread. You put
I like
bread
the
in
whole.
It. It takes the bread. No,
sugar.
It gets the eggs from the internet.
Oh, okay.
Figures out how
so
to
early in the morning.
Is there a program that does this program for me? I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
it's
you can do it.
Okay.
No, there's like a Betty Crocker.
A free download.
USB cook
yeah.
your own donut program.
Betty Crocker, eh?
Yeah.
I should
dot
know.
Cook. Because now there's all these internet addresses that have to do with just each job.
At Philo Drummond. I mean, at puzzlingevidencetv.com.
It's or AskDrHal.com.
Yeah.
Is it .com or .net or AskDrHal?
It's AskDrHal.com.
.com.
Everything's
wow.
dot.
I'm not sure there's dots. Anything current on it. We've had a little bit of trouble with the site lately. Far more current would be the Ask Dr. Hal MySpace page.
Yes, yes.
That has many entertaining cartoons and other things on it.
Ask Dr. Hal. Just ask him.
You've got 27 minutes left to ask
yeah.
Dr. Hal. Or
one,
ask Arlo Drummond. About the Church of the Subgenius, one of the scariest religions ever.
Yeah, it's like everybody's getting into the question answering business. So we're all here and ready to answer them, but you've got to ask them. So call us at area code 510-848-4425.
And it's good to know that some of us have actually been in the answer question business. It's different. Than
oh,
the question
see,
answer business.
Not quite so different as you might
knowing
suppose,
the question,
Philo.
Knowing the answers to the questions before they're asked is
but
an important aspect of the Church of the
one learns to look inside the question where
is
the answer is hidden and extractable.
Chief Gimme Quarter?
We
retrievable
that from
and
Chief
presentable.
Gimme Quarter amongst other famous
and all you have to do is reach in there and hook it out.
I'll whip it or I'll go down. The genesis
I'm
of the original
remember that
idea
guys. I think he
perishes
was
in everyone's mind.
I'm not sure, but yeah,
then,
he would go,
you have molded
like
their spirits
yeah, like
and by giving
is,
made
like
them
old
ass.
Popeye.
Therefore, all seasons
but
will be
that is true, and that it's a Church of the Subgenius, and it's.
Yeah, it scares me.
Scary.
Rosicrucian,
like
odd fellows, elks, masons,
a
lions.
A monster on the street, but it looks like a beautiful girl.
Shriners.
So. Yeah, and so there is Big Chief Gimme Quarter. Who cares? It's not anything that's racist.
Oh, yeah?
No.
I thought it was Texas.
That's his name. He has that on his birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Now, you might ask him why he forces other people to be racist by simply repeating his name.
And his name is actually Nathan Krinkelstein?
No, it's something Feather, Little John Feather, Running Feather.
Oh, he really does have a Native American
name. There he goes.
Yeah, he has a Native
American
name. So
tonight is the dinner, right?
Yes, the banquet is tonight.
I hope the cars are there.
Now, what's this
banquet?
They
are supposed to be there.
They'll be all sparkly. This really intrigues me because I can't figure out where they're going to go. There's a race from
Berkeley
to
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
By non-gasoline-powered vehicles. Some are steam and some simply convert other types of fuel to gas
and
run on the gas.
Jim Mason's sponsoring a whole bunch of...
So are you going to follow it?
I'd like to, but it's just it would be too crazy. Like one guy trying to get all that. You need three or four people with cameras.
The
banquet
to
people and do stuff,
celebrate it is tomorrow night, and all of the vehicles will be there.
Yeah, I am going to go tape that for them because I want to.
Also, John Hell is going to meet me there because we need to figure out our strategy for.
So I'll learn more about it, but I'm really intrigued
your
by the
strategy. Is one that will take some time to work out.
I have to figure out how I'm going to get down there.
This is
maybe
a strategy that you have yet to understand.
It's at the boatyard near my.
It's early in the morning, though. I mean.
You may have to wrap your mind around this difficult task.
There's also the...
and execute. Execute.
Yeah, that's right in the middle of it on Sunday.
You would be asked to step forward.
On Monday,
take up this
on the burners.
Fly me to Las Vegas.
You will have to fly on your own.
Final
you will flap your
ceremonies,
arms. You will wear these wings.
At the something or other hotel.
These wings will cause you to fly if you flap at this pace. Right now, try it right now.
But I don't want
strap
to
leave
the nest. It's so comfortable and warm.
You must strap this wing, John.
Sticks and twigs, feathers. Oh, it's all so comfortable the way our
it
bodies
caresses your body.
Pressed it and
yes,
made it.
You
ours.
Won't even feel as we attach these wings using
whether
this
the
strange device. Penetrate you.
Red breasts sit in
your skin.
Betwixt the tufts
you
of
won't
snow
even feel
upon
because
the mossy
we've already applied the phallotoxins.
Sour apple tree.
I mean the neurotoxins.
While the nigh thatch smokes in the sun thaw. Whether the eavesdrops fall, heard only in the trances of the blast, or if the secret ministry of frost shall hang them up
in
silent
news.
Icicles, quietly shining. Quiet.
Hey man, it's 4:40.
Shining. The shine is shining.
I have never seen the shining.
Shiny quining.
And it's referred to by Ivan Stang so much.
You've never seen the shining?
You've never,
seen the whole thing. I keep seeing pieces and thinking, oh, I should. And then.
Yeah, you should have seen it when you could have seen it back
know,
and then. And then it's like anticlimactic now.
Oh, well, I don't know. You could. You just to take if it hit you right, if you sat and watched
I think
it
you need to watch. You would want to watch it like, you know, a creepy nighttime watching and then.
As
put
part
yourself
of
particularly
Monster
in
Fest
of Monster Theater.
It's very scary, kids.
Monster Theater. And I am your host.
Count
Dracula.
Oh, all right, very well.
And I want to suck your blood. Bah!
But then it gets really, really scary. And the Japanese kabuki
that
players come out
really
of
scary.
Where's the
me?
Callers tonight? We haven't had any callers.
You scared them away,
what
man.
Doing?
With your Dracula act, you think they're going to call now? But we could give them a chance. It's 848-4425.
Here they come. Look,
just like
area
they
code.
Did back on the hills of old Ireland, where tiny
at
leprechauns were hopping over the hollyhocks and leaping and gambling at the end of the rainbow.
Prizes.
Where they've got their pot of gold.
We've got Aunt Bertha's
but
dirty
no
socks.
No one can find it. Because
ready for you.
It's good luck to
the
catch
call
a leprechaun.
To pick up right
nobody
now on
can.
Line one. The first caller, Aunt
they're
Bertha's
always
dirty
after
socks
their lucky charms.
Second caller, this old box of lucky charms.
Yes, boy, it's a big one.
Charms
yes,
from
the,
under the hill.
It's been
the,
here a while, so the yes,
king
the,
of the leprechauns sits on his
the
throne.
The marshmallows are a little bit shriveled.
They've got the national treasures of Ireland down there. The harp that once threw Tara's halls, they've got that. And they've got the...
So what is it? Is it... green clovers.
They've got the golden chamber bot of King Brian Boru himself. They do, and they dance around it.
Pink hearts.
Yes, they've got the pink hearts of many stout chieftains from the Battle of Bannockburn to the Battle of Clondalkin.
So besides green clovers, yellow moons, what was it?
Green intestines, orange spleens, purple lungs, pink hearts. Yes, it's the intestinal mess of cereal for med students.
Lucky Charms, the new version.
It's called. Yeah, well, they're anatomically accurate.
Smelly guts.
And they're delicious.
But we're going to have to bury these things before the end of the
They
show.
Do get kind of rank.
Yes, you must refrigerate
to
after
rot
opening.
Very quickly.
Definitely refrigerate
in your cereal
after
bowl.
Opening.
Make sure you eat
heartily and
quickly.
Quickly. Eat faster.
I want another heart.
You can have this one. Eat quickly now. Green,
shortly
sloppy,
after
slimy,
this, the kids noticed
guts.
Some strange effects that were appearing. It was as if they were reacting with odd allergies.
Oh, what happened here?
New cereal?
This bump, I've never on my arm before like this. Oh,
now,
my
everybody
gosh.
Has one of those.
I've got bumps all over my face now.
So does Timmy.
They're on my ass. What am I going to do, Dr. Hal?
Well, I recommend a vacation in the Bermuths.
Take two
among
aspirins.
The onions and the eels. So take two aspirins, and if you should feel the onset of MOGO on the go-go-go, call the receptor.
In the morning, after 8 glasses of water,
shine
to flush the
you
neurotoxins
the
from your body.
To flush those neurotoxins away, far
we'll
away.
Beat these toxins out of you.
Yes, we must beat the reluctant flesh to mortify the spirit, the proud spirit within which yearns to be humbled by the loving discipline
of
an overwhelming and supreme almighty being, chastising, scourging with whips and scorpions, scolding, bellowing, rumbling in clouds of fire by night and smoke by day.
Yes, and don't forget the blueness of the wound cleanseth the sin.
Yes, it's all true, folks. So the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever.
Oh!
All right, now settle
there
down.
There goes the fear of the Lord rolling down the aisle again.
As
come back up here.
Bash the heads
like
of a few heretics and then continue with the sermon because it's time for...
I knew that changing his name to Fear of the Lord was a bad idea.
The inquisitorial office of subgenius purity was feared in the 25th century like no other, with its hideous tortures and co-option of all governments
really
as it penetrated
nice,
at all levels.
Can I have a little bit more of that?
Sure.
Hateful face of Bob was seen everywhere and it crushed the backs and spirits of the people. But it was said that one man would soon appear, the Maritreya, or Master, who would lead the oppressed masses out from beneath the iron hobnail boot of Dobbs.
Really?
And so the people watched and waited.
The zombie dog?
And then, in a certain season of a certain year,
sorry.
In the
Excuse
middle
me.
Of a street brawl,
Excuse me.
A little dog was seen carrying a severed human hand. The funniest damn thing you've ever saw. Why, you can split your sides laughing. Just look at him. Boy, that's amazing.
Crazy, yeah?
Oh, my God, my side!
Stop! How could anything go more wrong?
He actually split his side.
I know, that was a metaphor. I didn't actually
so
intend
sad.
For
How we say it on the radio comes true. And here, have another... liquid slack thing.
Yes, I have to. You see, the hot buttered rum martini and the southern fried whiskey were inadequate to keep me sedated. But what the hell? It's all gone and over with, all over and done. No one's around who even remembers what happened when Big Bill Brannigan went haywire.
Nobody could have predicted him even showing up like that.
And what about Michael Pepe?
In those clothes.
A legend in his own time.
A legend in his own mind.
He
was called Bubba Free Imho Pep the Third or something like that.
And that was the legend in his own mind.
But Michael Pepe was in the Night of Slack years ago in 1984. At the Victoria Theatre in the month of Janvier. And now we sit around with a glass of absinthe and look into the shadows, and as the gramophone records scratchily play, we retrieve our memories from the talcum powder and mothballs where they now reside. Garçon, another croissant.
He just ordered another automobile crash.
Did I just
crash,
insult him? Yeah. Whoops.
You got him. You want another crust?
He knows we're Armenian.
But they have poissons here. I feel poissoned right now.
I know.
I don't know if I can get up. The room, it is swimming. Or is it I who am swimming?
Been swimming for way too long.
For
hours.
Can't
tolerate that behavior anymore.
Treading water. Can't keep up.
And
I felt my entire life flash in front of my eyes. Meow! It was bright! Right into my
brain.
Here's hell
in the 17th century.
Whirling around and around, ready to go down the maelstrom.
He's reviewing his notes from the past to get ready for the live.
Pulled out of the water at the last moment by the skipper of the Dolly Dorcas, a neat brigantine of some 30 tons, wending her way among the Channel Islands. I soon came to like and love their rumbustious crew as I was pressed into service 2 years of hard labor before the mast, enduring the vile calumnies of Lieutenant Wellman and learning the lore of the sea. While on the equator, our resident scientist, Dr. Darwin, took measures of the sky of the tropics and created new observations about the magnetic memory of Titan's ionized atmosphere.
And it went right back into his radio face.
Yes, Titan's atmosphere is ionized, folks. We now know this to be a fact. Yes, it's astonishing, this strange world in our solar system. But there are odd
its atmosphere is magnetic? Is that what you said?
Well,
radioactively magnetic?
The atmosphere is ionized, but it
in
has
an ionized
a,
way?
What
it's
one
cascading?
Might call a magnetic memory from Saturn and its vast gravitational field.
When it was part of Saturn?
Back in Saturn's day,
when Saturn was part of
what
the...
What is that planet that we see right now over to the...
Saturn's magnetosphere.
That's south no planet.
West.
That's...
Yeah, what is that? I saw that right planet. Too.
Jupiter. The king
Jupiter?
Of the solar system.
Is that Jupiter?
Bold Jove.
Did you see those pictures of Mercury?
And of course, Hesper and Vesper are the same star.
Did you see Mercury's little surface this week? They had some pretty neat...
Just recently, Mercury transited the sun, but I thought that wasn't going to happen again for 50 years or something.
That's what you get for thinking.
Well, I must
don't
have...
Don't think about your religion.
I got it wrong,
about,
or maybe they just
have...
you
got a religion you have to think about?
Well, I remember we did
that.
We had a Pete Goldie report on it.
Science is kind of a religion nowadays. You just believe in the science you want to, you know... Go out, figure out which science is your favorite science. I kind of like pseudoscience, personally. And cryptozoology is an interesting
well, that's always
science.
Interesting. Cryptozoology, sometimes they do find cryptic critters.
I particularly would like to find the griffin. I like the griffin. It's a cool
well, they
animal.
Have new theories about him that are... seem inimical to the concept of...
Oh, and also, what time... Oh, you are...
Inimical?
What time is little Ed coming over?
Between 4:30 and 5.
Okay, so I'll probably be over before that.
Did I send you all the information? What time is the banquet? Is it 8 o'clock?
I don't remember. I know I have that thing, but... That sounds about right.
Is this the banquet for the race thing?
It is, yes, and it's a memorial roast of James Watt, the Scotsman who invented the steam
engine. And where is this occurring?
Lie at the home of retired banker Ralph Fielding Snell. Actually,
one of those. Okay, never mind.
That's why they put those little magnet things.
It's on my screen.
Never mind.
But unfortunately, my screen is not here. The absence of a substantial intrinsic magnetic field at Titan results in a direct interaction between the moon's chemically complex atmosphere and its plasma environment. You see, Titan's flow-induced magnetosphere is populated by fossil fields originating from Saturn, to which the satellite was exposed before its excursion through the magnetosphere.
Okay, so now I understand the context of your previous statement.
And there's strong magnetic shear also at the edge of Titan's magnetosphere.
Would this cause a problem to a spaceship entering?
It might if a spaceship's guidance and telemetry system were easily influenced by powerful magnetic pulls.
Now, that would be certainly subsequent to other considerations.
You know what you
as,
do? You have a guy there. You have an astronaut who can pilot the ship, so if the ship freaks out, you can still just drive it, essentially. That's the entire purpose of having a man in a can.
Right.
Otherwise, you have a robot, which crashes.
Right. And when they crash, they're expendable, and that's why we send them.
They do great. Those robots really do well as they explore the planet.
But a human life takes so long.
The robot can't really appreciate it the way the human would.
Or appreciate it in a negative or a positive way.
The robot can only send truthful and yet limited images and data.
I like the idea of humans alone in space for a long time, and what
me
does
too.
To
I always
motivation.
Wanted to be that guy in 2001.
You would did want to be that guy, but who knows whether you can even live separated from the Earth? Nobody's ever really been away for a long period of time.
After about 10 months, he'd be going,
I'm going to download another YouTube video. It only takes 120 years.
Then after like 15 or 20 months, he'd be going, oh, we can't say that.
Both McCain and Obama are anxious to get back to the moon.
I'm not going to prosecute the lunar program.
I think that both McCain and Obama should go to the moon together.
That would be good.
And then duke it out on the moon, and the guy that comes back wins.
I think the best thing
wins.
To do is that whoever doesn't win should be the vice president.
There
it went, right into the dunk tank.
That's what you do with an idea like that. You take it and just throw it in the water. Is it floating?
It's a floater.
It's full of air.
This is the flood
just full
building.
Of hot air. Look at it floating bobbing up and down on top of the
bobbies
like
again. I don't know how they get in here.
They're full of hot air.
I refuse to acknowledge that. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm only dealing with the upper stratum of
some genius
society.
But when you're full of hot air, it's good hot air.
Yes, that's
really
true.
Really brilliant hot
air. It doesn't
air.
Need to be hot, so long as it's church air.
That's true.
The air, even the robes of the church.
And it's better if you get church air extremely cold in a solid form, particularly because when it expands, it would then be able to be used in a more highly
efficient
way.
Well, you see, the problem with the Challenger explosion was that it was too cold that day for the seal and especially the O-ring to function. It needed to be above a certain temperature, but although prior objection was made
because
by
that's the brittleness
NASA workers,
the problem,
they were
right?
overruled by the administration, and the thing took off and blew up. As predicted.
Well, you know, I went down to the plumbing store not too long ago, and I bought an O-ring for my toilet.
That sounds plum loco.
And it was about, I think it cost me like $12 or something.
Wow, a big O-ring?
Yeah.
But this fixes your plumbing problem.
Yeah, now the toilet doesn't leak at the base anymore.
Well, that's good, because that would be a distraction that we don't
can be
need
a,
in this
can be
time
a distraction, particularly when you're
collapse.
Re-entering the upper atmosphere with your toilet like that below you. You want the O-ring not to burn out.
That was a design for an atmosphere re-entry ship where the toilet was essentially also the pilot's chair.
Uh-huh.
In the interest of parsimony, that is to say, of simplification
yes,
of the machinery.
Absolutely. Simplification of the machinery. And Actually, it turned out to be a great idea because they've actually incorporated the design in a lot of modern easy chairs.
Yes, but during turbulence and ordinary aircraft maneuvering, the toilet is an awkward thing to be sitting on.
Excuse me, baby.
Yeah. Now, did you see the movie Idiocracy, Dr. Hal?
Well, actually, that's in my queue, but I...
Oh, man, you haven't seen it yet.
I thought these units were unoccupied. I'm sorry.
Once you come over, I'll show you that movie. It's really,
well,
really
I would, but when can I do that? The weekend is impenetrable.
Yeah.
But when it's all over and the dust is settled, smoke and flames have departed, and only the reeking battlefield remains where carrion crows tear out the eyes of princes, I, Dr. Howlendowl, will get some diet sodas and
vultures that tear out the intestines of famous...
Of Prometheus.
Yes.
Well, they have their work, he has his.
And what about that ever-rolling backward ball over that poor soul?
Oh, there it comes.
You mean Atlas or...
Sad part
Sisyphus.
It's headed this way.
Oh, Sisyphus.
Well, the ever-rolling ball is about to crush us. Like
Sisyphus was a
Wussifus,
wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, time to go. Okay, now turn in your booklets, and I want to see all your pencils on you, especially.
Yes. Me?
Right, on the end of your desk.
I'm still. Look over
and,
there.
Review the chapter. I'm not going to have to ask you twice. There's a test.
That's the first bell, right? We have another bell in just a minute, right? Right? Don't we, teacher?
You know, Susie, I'm disappointed.
I'm not Susie. I'm Johnny.
Not you, just a moment.
I'm little Johnny. Besides, I've still got a few more minutes to talk here.
What do you
so little Johnny became president?
I think that you forced
the American economy.
I think you forced the clock
ahead of time. Into an abyss.
We need a clock that forces us to actually be required to put our pencils down at the appropriate time.
In microgravity, they
will
won't even go
given
down.
Given the proper authority, if I am elected, I will make sure the children put their pencils down in an appropriate and timely manner, or my name is not Senator Cramden Santankerfor from the great state of Mamaslakheim.
Magnetic field lines then pile up near the subflow point and stretch along the flow direction
for this,
and the flanks and the downstream
sector. I paid for this.
All right, let's go out and get some martinis.
And magnetosphere.
Hey, Hal, you going to get some liquid slack with this?
Well, I hope so, but I'm not going to make any promises.
All right,
I might not be able to.
See you next year.